This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we know that Port Augusta is currently dealing with a fruit fly outbreak, but what do you do personally with your own garden if you're worried about fruit flies, especially if you do grow your own fruit? I'm joined by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. Middle of winter, but the shortest days pass. That's good.
Yeah, well, that's good unless you like the darkness, but most of us, I'm sure, prefer the sunlight. And I'm guessing, from here on out, it's probably only going to get warmer as well with those longer days, which is probably better for fruit flies.
Oh, fruit flies will be just loving it. Horrible little beast. The Mediterranean fruit fly, it's often just called the med fly, for ease of saying. But it's a serious pest, and it's actually been around in Australia for a long time, since about the 1890s, actually, mostly in WA. But, of course, Port Augusta and southern Australia has got pretty much the same climate, so it's understandable that you'd have problems there as well.
So what should we keep in mind when it comes to fruits in our yards?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. I mean, first of all, you've got to identify it, and it can be confused with the house flies, brown, about the same size. But with the med fly, it's actually quite an attractive little thing. You know, it's got lovely circles around its abdomen. It's got sort of a mosaic middle, and the wings are sort of like glazed windows. You know, there's little patterns on them as well, and they look quite pretty. But, you know, I would say if you see one of those, you need to be worried quite a lot about any fruit that you have in your garden, especially if you're growing soft-fleshed fruit such as apricots, peaches, plums, nectarines. They love those. But if they can't get those, then they'll go for whatever else is available. They'll, you know, chew into your lovely little olive trees as well.
Oh, wow. So they're really not fussy.
They're not. They are fussy, but sometimes they can't be choosy, and they'll just go wherever they want, wherever they'll get some food. Yes.
So, what should people do then if they do have these attractive fruit fly sources of food in their backyards?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, there are real danger to orchards. So, if you don't want your fruit, if you don't harvest your fruit and preserve it or cook it or eat it or whatever, then I'd suggest you get rid of the tree, because then you're really causing huge damage to commercial operators. But if you do love your fruit, what you should be doing is there's a couple of things. When the fruit is mature, which we're probably just past that period, but what you do is pick up all your fallen fruit, stick them in a big black plastic bag, and then leave them in the sun for a week. Now, that'll kill the maggots that are in the fruit itself, and that'll end that particular life cycle, because the maggots, the female lays the eggs in the fruit. The maggots then eat the inside out of the fruit, and then they drop out of a hole into the ground as the larvae. They pupate and then come out again as flies. And sometimes the life cycle can be quite quick, especially if it's warm. So when it is warm and you've got those flies about, so if you've got flies about now, we know if it's not too cold down where you are. So what you can do is you can get organic sprays. These are foliar sprays or leaf sprays. So the commercial ones come with a molasses, and that attracts the fly, but they all contain an organic insecticide. And what you have to do is once or twice a week spray all the leaves, twice a week when it gets really, really warm. Or you can buy traps. These are little kind of like squat drink bottles. Many of the commercial products, they use female fruit fly. I'm going to stumble on these words here, all these alliteration, fruit fly pheromones.
Right.
The male flies. And then they go into this little bottle and drop into and drown. And then the females don't have to mate with. But sad, but that kind of ends that cycle too. And the traps can be quite small and insignificant. And you just hang them from the branches, and that should do the trick. replace them as often as the label suggests.
Sounds like people just got to be a bit more responsible for their fruit trees that they do have them, but it doesn't sound like it's too difficult an operation to try and your best to keep fruit flies at bay.
It's not difficult. It's just that you just don't want that nasty surprise of all your fruit being destroyed by these horrible little things, you know, because they can lay up to 300 eggs on one piece of fruit, and it's just disgusting. So really just sort of take those precautions and you're fine.
Yeah, I guess look out your back window, see how many pieces of fruit you've got on the ground, and times that by 300, and that's how many potential fruit flies you could be having.
Absolutely.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for chatting today.
That's quite all right.
That's Jenny Dillon with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.